Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the last episode of the RV Atlas for 2019. We're really excited to come to you today, and we're going to talk about what's ahead for 2020. There's been a lot of changes around here at the RV Atlas headquarters, but we're heading really strong into 2020, and we just thought we'd share some of the kind of the behind-the-scenes action, some of the stuff that's going on with Stephanie and I. We've had some pretty major life changes, but the podcast is marching on, and we'll be better than ever for 2020.
Yeah, we've also got RV show appearances coming out. We've got a book that's going to be released in the next couple of months. So we've got a lot of moving pieces, and we just kind of thought it'd be fun to wrap up the very last episode of 2019 by looking forward to 2020 and just talking about what it's going to look like.
We're going to talk about like what's been going on with us the past few months and then what's going to be going on in the year ahead, because there's all kinds of stuff happening here. So the first big thing is it about a month ago already?
Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago, right? Yeah,
about early a month November. Ago. Well, let's back up a little bit more. Okay. About 2 months ago, out of the blue, Stephanie was offered a job to become the head of content for Road Trippers.
Yeah.
And this was a dream job for her in a lot of ways. And why don't you tell everybody about it? I mean, we're all incredibly proud of you here. It's a big life change for you. Tell everybody about your new job.
Yeah, we wanted to definitely talk about this because there was a PR announcement from the Togo Group and Road Trippers, which is owned by Togo. And you know, I started to get a few messages like, what is
from our nerdiest listeners who actually read like RV press releases
and everything. The emails started to come in, the messages started to come in, and I was like, okay, let's talk about this because it can be a little confusing for people, right? What do you mean? Like, you're at Road Trippers now, right? So yeah, I got, I had an offer that was very unexpected a couple of months ago. And they basically asked me to come on board to do a very specific thing that, in retrospect, I hadn't really thought about it this way, but is really unique to my experience with what we've done with the RV Atlas. So
in a sense, like, you were perfect.
Well, I guess
all of these different crazy things you've done add up to everything you've done with
set
RVFTA, then the RV Atlas. Yeah, you have this very unique set of skills that just jived perfectly with what they wanted. So tell us more. Yeah. Tell us more.
Okay, so Road Trippers, everybody knows, has been around for a while now. And there's the website, roadtrippers.com. In the last year, they launched a magazine, they have really phenomenal editorial staff. They've been getting top-notch freelance travel writing from travel writers from the New York Times and the Journal.
I'm hoping maybe they could hire me to do something.
So they really have made a big push to just raise the quality of travel content in their magazine online. And then they also have the app, which released the Plus version last year, which you can upgrade to for a subscription and helps you plan your trips. This app helps you plan your trips going around the country, your road trips. So what they've been looking to do is sort of like, you know, like sort of expand their whole content universe between the website and the app. And then also we are starting to publish print travel guides.
Which is, I think, really exciting.
Yes.
It's a huge new endeavor. And you have publishing experience, yes, Stephanie. I mean, you've written two books and you've worked and done a lot of magazine writing.
Yeah.
And from what I see of you doing this job, and by the way, she's doing this. This is a remote job.
Yes.
She's working from home. Mm-hmm. Stephanie's not moving out, thank goodness. And we're not moving to the Midwest where Road Trippers is headquartered. But from what I'm seeing, it seems like this is the big thing you're working on right now. So I don't know how much you can tell, but can you tell any more about the series of Road Tripper's books
it's
that are
coming
out?
It's just a big
out?
Part of what I was brought on to do was to sort of handle the publishing and the launch of the Road Tripper's print guides.
So in other
but
words,
that's
like,
not all of what I'm doing because I'm also in this new position, which was created for me. Like, this was not somebody else doing this. They needed somebody to come in and do this. I'm also overseeing all of the content across all of the Road Tripper's platforms, meaning the website, the app, that whole world. So
anything
that's all
that
under
consumers
my purview.
See. Because yep. Road Trippers mm-hmm. has all these different kind of things they do.
Yes.
But anything consumers see. So these books that are going to be coming out are intended to compete with your Fodors, your Frommers, yep. your Moon Guides, your Lonely Planet books. And
yeah.
I mean, like, to be honest with you, like, out of all the things you're doing in this new job, like, I find this part most exciting because I love travel guides, you know, yeah. and I'll be the first one to buy these.
Well, God, I might get a free copy. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to support you.
You'll support it. So, yeah, so it's exciting. It's a big, huge job. It's daunting. It's, you know, but I've always been excited by daunting things, you know, and that's what kind of they basically, you know, drew me in. It was like, oh, my gosh, this is a dream opportunity because yeah. I love a challenge.
And she's working out of the home office. I mean,
yeah.
you know, her same home office. I mean, it's changed a little bit.
So I have to travel out to Cincinnati. Not all the time, but on a regular basis. Yeah.
You can work from the RV, and they actually like that idea
right.
at Road Trippers.
Of
like
course.
They think that they want people like that.
Sure. They very much specifically hire people at Road Trippers that have true, authentic road tripping experience
well, girl,
and
you got
attachment.
That.
And I do. So I kind of fit the bill in a lot of different ways. So it's been exciting. But obviously, with every new opportunity comes a lot of challenges. And Road Trippers was not looking for us to shut down the RV Atlas. In fact, quite the opposite. They're very supportive of our brand and they love what we do. And they worked to make sure, we went through a whole process where they worked to make sure that there was no conflicts in what we were doing and what they
were
looking
for me to do. We had
lawyers
looking at our stuff.
We went through legal, yeah. And that was great because it was, you know, it was all out there, transparent, like, I would love to do this, but we also have the RV Atlas and how is this going to look going forward?
Because because that was your full-time job.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just, you know, you were yeah. working 50 hours a week on yeah. that job. So
the question was, is how we were going to manage that transition. And the transition, you know, I think for most people out there in listener land, you know, in the RV Atlas community, you're not really going to see any change because I'm still showing up behind the microphone. I'll still be doing a couple of other things like we negotiated, Jeremy and I negotiated tasks.
Yeah, I mean, the public, yeah. Stephanie will still be in Instagram photos that I take when we travel
right.
to the camper. I mean, honestly, if we didn't do this episode, most of you wouldn't know.
No, I think
this
that
was
that's
happening.
True.
And that's what we wanted, but we also want to share with everybody.
Right.
So now,
but
that
you'll
leaves,
be taking oh, over.
So now my life is going to be changing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be taking over the back end, you know, business part of what we do,
yeah.
which most of our podcast listeners don't really see or, mm-hmm. or don't need to see anyway.
Right.
But
there's
just
a lot
of
moving
the,
parts
yeah,
to producing a podcast, running a website, all of that kind of stuff. Even just all the stuff, the interfacing with our tech, you know, contractors who do the security on our website and do the updates on our website. Like, all of that stuff was very much on my plate to do the interfacing on. Every email, like, I was tracking that schedule. That was all for me to do. And really, most of that interacting behind the scenes will be on your plate now.
So
have fun
I'll,
with that.
I'll be working more from home.
Yes.
And Stephanie does not want me in the same office space
no,
in the
we
house.
We have to figure that out.
So, yes, we need to figure that out. But basically, it's like behind the scenes, like everything's changing. But out in front of all of you, really nothing's changing. And I mean, I look forward to every now and then on the podcast talking about some of the things you're doing with Road Trippers.
I think that, yeah, I think
really
that it's a
valuable.
Possibility that there could be some really fun content because
oh my God, Steph.
It so, is this nice balance. It's just a really well, fun when, connection.
When you guys publish a new book in this Road Tripper series, it's going to be highly relevant to our RV Atlas
yeah.
audience, and we should be talking about it.
Right.
So I think it is going to provide some cool opportunities, and hopefully,
for sure.
hopefully we don't drive each other crazy.
We'll say about now, that. Now, the biggest, there's one huge big effect from all of this, and that's that we are actually going to, for the first time in 5 years, take January off.
It makes me tremble.
we kept saying we were going to take a break, but we never actually did.
We have put out a podcast or multiple podcasts every week for over 5 years. We have never taken a break.
So what happened was a year and a half ago, we changed to a season format where instead of doing weekly, we did spring season, summer season, fall season. And then we had these mini months in between where we were going to take a break. But then we decided to do mini podcasts those months. And we just did one episode.
That was our idea of a break.
Right. And it was ridiculous. It was like we couldn't just let go and say, okay, we need this time to record ahead, you know, to get some things in line. So we never did. But this year I was like, and Jeremy almost had like a panic attack and fell down when I said, we really do need to take January off and regroup because this was such an unexpected change. And we managed to get through the last 2 months without a break, but it was hard. And so we need to just take a breath.
I think it'll help us rejuvenate and just like, I'm dying to come back in February already. And we didn't even start the break
season,
yet. But there's a whole other reason why, and I'm going to skip ahead in your notes and then we'll backtrack to this part. There's a whole other reason why I actually really do want to take January off from the podcast. And I've never really wanted to take a break. I mean, I love doing this. We actually, as a lot of you know, our second book is done. It's called See You at the Campground. We're going to talk about it a lot in the coming months. That comes out March 2nd or 3rd. But this past summer, we also sold our third book. And our third book is due April 1st. To be quite honest with our podcast listeners, we're a little bit behind schedule on that book. And to be frank with you, I'm not going to speak for Stephanie here. To be frank with you, I have anxiety about that. I don't like being behind. I want to catch up. So taking
you didn't have anxiety for the last book when we were behind.
No, I didn't tell you.
No, I was like, let's go. We're behind. And you were like, yeah.
Well, you know what? It's weird. I have some anxiety that we're behind, but I am really enjoying writing this third book. I love doing the second book. Don't get me wrong. I'm getting into a groove and just the idea of kind of shutting down the podcast for the month of January and really focusing
being
on this
able
book
to focus, yeah.
Makes me really, really happy. So then this third book that we're working on will come out spring of 2021. So we're going to have a big book out this spring and a big book out next spring, both published by Sourcebooks, which is a really, really incredible publisher. These books will be available at every Barnes & Noble, all over the country in bookstores. And we're so excited for this opportunity to do these books.
Yeah. So, and you're going to be, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of content around these books in the spring.
It'll be fun to talk about the book on the
podcast.
Right.
We're really proud of See You at the Campground. It was the culmination of 5 years, really, of this podcast.
It's my last will and testament.
Yeah. It was kind of everything packed into one book. And it feels like us, right? It just feels like everything that we wanted to say to everyone over the years.
We both did a final edit on See You at the Campground 3 weeks ago. And Stephanie and I are both very critical of our own work, I think, to be fair.
I don't enjoy looking at my work at all.
I typically don't either. I usually look at things I've written and I'm embarrassed.
I never want to see it again.
And maybe that's why we're halfway good at it. But the point is, we did this final edit and I was like, man, I love
this book.
You're
like, this is a good book.
I am proud of this book.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I want everybody to buy this book and read this book. I think it's a really, it's a down-to-earth book. It's a real book. It's an honest book, but it's also an inspiring book. So I really hope all of you grab it when it comes out in March.
All right. Now, let's talk about our RV shows, all right? Because our RV shows are coming up, and I know a lot of you are interested in coming out to meet us at those, right? We have some really fun seminars lined up. First of all, we kept the most popular seminars that we've done over the last couple of years. We have ones that people really appreciate, like 5 questions that will help you find your perfect RV, and which RV is right for me, which is like the basics, right? For people that really aren't sure even the difference between a Class B and a Class C. We also have a favorite, which is a year in the life of RV maintenance. And it is a super like high level, right? Like average Joe year in maintenance in the RV. It's not meant to be a technical guide. It's supposed to be like, if you're a typical person who buys an RV and you just want to use it for fun and you want to make sure that you know what to get fixed on it at what time, not like you want to learn how to be a mechanic, but like this is what you have to know so you don't ruin anything.
I frankly think it's good to get a seminar like this from people like Stephanie and I. Yeah. Like, we're average RV users. I'm not the handiest guy on the planet, but we do. I mean, I winterize myself. We do all the things ourselves that we can do ourselves, but then we're not afraid to hire, you know, expert help when we need it. I think that getting a seminar on maintenance from a maintenance expert can be really intimidating.
Well, because they also have a hard time, I sometimes think, knowing what the average person knows. Like, they kind of act like the average person knows more than they do. And you're
Make sure you bypass the hot water heater. And then they won't explain what that means.
What do you mean by that?
Because you haven't done it before. So.
For sure. So we dummy it down and we're just super basic and super straightforward and give people tips so that they don't ruin their RV in the first year, right? But then we added a couple of extras just based on our audience in the past couple of years. So I'm excited about these. Our first is tips for your very first RV trip, which has been some popular content that we've had in the past with Facebook Lives and stuff. So we decided to add that in.
And at a show, there's just a lot of people who have never gone on a camping trip before.
So I'm
excited to do this one.
And then we're also doing like vocab 101, like camping and RV vocab 101, because that's another piece of feedback that I got from so many people at the shows. Like, people just talk at you and think that you know words that you don't know.
What's a park model?
What's boondocking?
What's hitch weight?
What's a hookup?
What's the difference between boondocking and dry camping?
Yeah.
Which, believe it or not, all kinds of people get that one wrong.
Well, people still argue about it. It's so funny. So yeah, it was just, I thought, you know what, let's take everybody through some of these major words that people just start throwing at you when you're RV shopping and assume that you know, and help people kind of get them straight.
So we have 5 shows scheduled. At the moment, I'm doing 2 and Stephanie's doing 3. Then last year we did add some as we went through the winter, but these are the 5 we have set. So I'm doing the Washington Camping RV Expo. And you say Dulles?
Yeah.
The Dulles Expo Center. So that's outside of Washington area. January 10th through 12th, 2020. Any RV Atlas listeners in the area, please stop by and say hello. I get lonely at RV shows.
do you really? I think I keep pretty busy at RV
no,
shows.
I'm just
I always
kidding.
Feel like, oh my gosh.
It's very nice when a podcast listener, voice. When podcast listeners come up and say hello. It's just super appreciated.
All right. And then we're going to be, and I'll list all of these dates in the show notes for this episode over at thervatlas.com. I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. All right, from January 17th through the 19th. So that's quite a hike.
That's where everybody wants to be in the middle of January.
That'll be our first time in Iowa, so that'll be fun. And then I'm going to be in Topeka from February 7th through the 9th.
And that's the RV and sport show. So after Stephanie gives the seminar, she's going to play ice hockey.
Maybe I'll get to go skiing or something. Who knows? And then you're going to be in Harrisburg from February 21st through the 23rd.
And I'm going to find my way over to Bass Pro Shops that weekend, too.
Did you do the Harrisburg last year?
I don't think. No,
we weren't in Harrisburg,
last year.
I always start to forget where we've been.
And by the way, they rotate us. There's other speakers, right. And like these are basically totally different shows. So if any of you are like disappointed we're not coming to Atlantic City or not coming to Edison,
we kind of are too. We said, can't we please have our home shows?
But yeah, we like our home shows, but don't be afraid to walk in and start slamming your shoe on the table and demanding Jeremy and Stephanie seminars.
Yeah, go ahead. Be like, hey, we really miss Jeremy and Stephanie here because we love the East Coast shows are easier for us to do in the winter. I just hate getting stranded out west in snowy weather, and it's happened to us way too many times. But and then the last one is Columbus, Ohio. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio from February 28th to March 1st.
I think we have a strong group of listeners out there in Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio.
I think you're going to get a lot of people.
So again, I'll list all these dates and the places, and I'll link to the page for the RV show from GS Media and Events on our website over at thervatlas.com.
Okay, so just to remind everybody, See You at the Campground is available for pre-order right now. It's not out in the bookstores now, but we also wanted to share our travel plans, because I mean, like, life is busy. The kids are doing all kinds of sports, but we still have a lot of great RV travel planned for 2020. And, you know, we'll be doing all kinds of podcasts about it. So, Stephanie, let's give everybody a sneak peek.
All right. So we are going to be heading down to North Carolina for spring break. A little risky on our part because we really like to get
South
warm
Carolina
weather.
Is like the safe zone.
But this is south enough in North Carolina that hopefully we'll be okay.
It's South North Carolina.
It's South North Carolina. Yeah. So hopefully we'll be okay. Fingers crossed. But we're staying at a place. Here's a little hint for you. We are staying at a place with an indoor pool, which was my requirement so that if we don't have great weather, we can still have the boys swimming on spring break, which I really
then want. Early in the summer, we are heading back to Lake Placid in the Adirondacks. We went there a few years ago, had an amazing RV trip, and we basically hit peak fall foliage, and we got really friendly with some people up there too that we want to visit again. And I just think we've both kind of wanted to go back to New York State and to the Adirondacks for summertime so that we're swimming in the lakes and hiking in the mountains and not chilly at night.
And then we have another really big, fun RV rental adventure for late next summer. So stay tuned.
You don't want to tease it? Flying out to Las Vegas, renting a Class C, and then going... we're not going to tell you.
A bunch of different places. Take your guesses.
Are we certain we're going to rent a C?
Yes.
Or is that a little flexible to you?
No.
Okay.
I have the units pretty much identified.
I thought you might consider some kind of like B+ or something smaller.
No, not with my children.
Well, you know,
they are too big and smelly.
They are. And you know what? We're both super comfortable driving a Class C. So, I mean, hopping into a strange Class C ain't no thing to us.
Yeah. So we will keep you posted. That whole itinerary actually isn't locked down yet. We're still working on it.
For goodness sake, can we book Assateague for next fall already?
Goodness sake, go ahead. Why do you say that to me?
We need the dates.
I don't know what I'm doing next fall. That's the problem. I didn't even obviously know what I was going to be doing this month.
I've been coming out with all of my propaganda to get a seasonal site again. And Stephanie is like rejecting me at every turn. She does not want to get a seasonal site again.
Because I don't like to waste money.
Well, that's the problem. We had a great seasonal site at Lake and Wood 2 or 3 years ago, and we didn't get there enough.
No, it was a waste. It was lovely. We loved it there, but it was a waste of money.
The boys having so much going on with sports, it's just like been on my mind again. And frankly, like where we live in New Jersey, there's not a lot of good campgrounds close by. That's really our major problem.
And you can't do both, right? We can't have these major RV trips and then say we need a seasonal because we don't travel enough.
Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, I think you can.
You keep having that argument and we'll keep
Stephanie wants me
it
to,
will stay in the
Stephanie
standoff.
Wants me to rent space on a farm somewhere.
I
just
do.
Put the RV there.
I do. Hey, you should just, we have, what is that called? Not Hip Camp, but the other, the wineries and stuff.
Oh, Harvest Hosts.
Yeah, there's Harvest Hosts around us, right?
Yeah, but there's no hookups. And you talk about your dirty, smelly boys. I mean, like, I'm not going to permanently
park the RV on the field somewhere.
Go
park on a winery. Go see if you can make a deal with one of them for
I was thinking
your
more like,
seasonal.
Like Cape May.
Yeah.
But anyway, so look, that's what's been going on with us.
I'm sure everybody just enjoyed listening to like our low-key argument about
I'm sure they actually did. So thank you for another great year. I mean, we have just loved doing this podcast for the last 5 years, and we're looking forward to the next five, and we really hope to see y'all at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground, and we will come at you with a brand new episode the very first week of February.
And three a week.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to come at you with three brand new episodes per week starting in February. Catch up on some of the episodes you've missed.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody. See you at the campground.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.